Blog Talk Radio.
Here comes the damn music.
Our scary music.
Yeah, man.
That pre-Mother's Day show.
Yeah.
Carol Ann.
Yeah. Go to the light.
Get a text from Dr. John like on October
27th. Hey,
going, hey man, I finally got the music.
I'll be
on.
Right back, guys. I'll be right back real quick. I'll be right back.
Right on. Sounds good, Granny. So, welcome, Pop Culture Stars, for 5/10/23. And appreciate you bearing through the creepy music again. Like I said, we'll get it cut off 3 days before Halloween when it will come in handy. Just how things jive. Here at Pop Culture Stars. Hope everybody is doing fantastic, wonderful, and lovely tonight. Tonight's the Mom's Day special. By God, good times. Mom's Day coming up. So let me kick it around real quick, like to the most esteemed panel we have. First off, we've already heard Granny. Granny Holster's back. She is very much back. Right on. So hailing from the fine state of Arkansas. And back with us after a brief absence, Granny Holster, how is you?
Well, I'm actually surprisingly doing well. I mean, you know, a lot of changes, you know. I've got some good news to report about my kiddo. He is actually doing quite well. We took him to Tulsa Saturday for Wrestling for a Cause, and of course it was Fandetta, so it was all about the fans choosing what type of matches. They gave him a special shout out. He donated a bunch of stuff for an auction that they're going to be doing in the next couple of shows, and they're going to kind of help him out with some of the proceeds from the auction. WFC is going to take some of the money, and some of the money is going to go to Anthony because he donated a bunch of stuff, nice stuff, you know, for the auction. So, but my good friend Diana Dobbs, she had me send her a couple pictures, and she printed them off. One was with Anthony and JD and Alex, the showcase, Alex Royal, and she put them in a nice picture frames, and they autographed that. And then one was a picture of Anthony just by himself holding a championship belt, and she put that in a nice picture frame, and all the wrestlers signed it, and they gave him those pictures Saturday night, and he's lost about 14 pounds, guys, since he's been there. He's eating better. He's sleeping better. He's happy. He'll tell us, oh, well, we had chicken fried steak for supper tonight, and the other night they had shrimp scampi, and I'm like, dude, can I, like, move in this place? Can I come live up there, you know? And, you know, and he'll laugh about it. And, you know, David says, oh, that's just not right. And he'll say, well, it sounds like somebody's a little jealous, you know. And I think tonight they had ham and sweet potatoes for supper. And I'm like, dude, I want to come live there, you know. But I got to tell you something, guys. When we were talking to him Saturday, I asked him, I said, Anthony, I said, I know that this was a hard decision for you to have to, you know, leave your friends and move up there. But I said, what do you think would have happened or might have happened if you would have stayed in Springdale, you know, without getting any kind of help? And he had a couple friends that actually passed away in their early 30s, you know. And he said, you know, Mom, he says, I probably would have ended up like Kendrick and Willie if I hadn't moved. So in the back of his mind, guys, he knew that it was just going to really be impossible for him to continue to live independently. So he's in a better place. He's going to be taken care of. He's happy. He's down like 240 pounds. I mean, he wasn't like extremely overweight, but he's eating more well-balanced meals. He's sleeping better. He's laughing. He's happy. He's not depressed. So all is good. I mean, we had a great weekend last weekend. We had fun. The wrestlers, our wrestling family, they almost didn't even recognize him. They were just like, dude, you're looking great, Anthony. I mean, they made it a really fun night for him. So.
Yeah, it looked like those pictures that were on Facebook looked like he looked good, for one thing, and it looked like he walked out of there with a ton of loot, man. So, I mean, time of your life, you know what I mean? It's the little things like that that can bring you back around when you're having some rough seas. So,
yeah,
that was awesome. And like I said, I thought it was me. You know how it is with people's weight. Yeah, I'm sure you guys have done it before where you see somebody you haven't seen in a while. You're like, dude, man, you lost all kinds of weight. You look good. So what are you doing? You doing keto? You doing, nah, man, had cancer. Oh, Jesus. And you kind of want to crawl under a rock. So, I've always learned to encapsulate somebody's weight with a, man, you look good. So that way you don't, in the event that there's some type of, bad news that came with the weight loss, you want to go ahead, because, everybody drops about 40 pounds when they get divorced, and it's like, hey, man, you're looking great. Yeah, my wife left me and took kids. I just haven't been eating. But he looked good. So it's good to hear, and
yeah,
I still think the whole group thing is going to do him. And you just kind of – it took all those little nitpicky things. Well, take friends like myself. Right before the show, I was scrambling to wash dishes. Rob was running the dogs out, taking the trash to the curb. And, it seems like every Wednesday is mayhem day here. If we move the show to Friday, Fridays would be mayhem day. But having the ability to have all those little nitpicky things taken out of your life, like what are you going to have for dinner and who's cleaning it up and – those type of items. Yeah. I mean, Helen, if he's eating that good, for crying out loud, I need to go get me a place out there,
I mean, I said, chicken fried steak and shrimp scampi. I thought, dude, man, love shrimp scampi. I want to. And today, he called me this morning. He says, Mom, we're having country style ribs for lunch today. You want to come have lunch with me? And I'm like, dude, great. Like, oh, man. But
that's awesome.
It's all good.
Glad to hear it. Well, good to have you aboard this evening, Granny. Good to have you back.
I'm glad to be back. I've missed you guys. I really have missed you guys. So it's good to be back.
Yeah, I missed you too. So it's good to have you. So I'm going to kick it northeast from your direction over there to that fine invading state of Indiana and the capital thereof being Indianapolis, the outlying regions where the fence is fixed, the pool is clear, and the alpacas behaving in broad daylight. Kim, what's shaking, man?
Not a whole lot. I'm loving the weather. I'm loving the alpacas. I'm loving the pool. In fact, I'm poolside right now. No, I'm not in it, but I'm enjoying the nice, clear water that we have. It's wonderful. It's amazing outside. Life is good. Mother's Day is good. Mothers are awesome. Granny, glad to have you back. Ready to rock and roll tonight.
Outstanding. Yeah, if you hear the occasional smacking here on my end, no, it's not me getting having a good time. It's me swatting these damn mosquitoes. These guys, you can't even talk without them flying in your mouth tonight. I've got all kinds of citronella candles lit and everything. I'm doing everything I can out here, but God knows these things are aggressive as hell tonight. But
thank you for our witness to an R level.
Yes. already there. Didn't take long. This is a Mom's Day show, no less. But
right.
As it is, Tim, good to have you here with us, brother. Always good to have you. Now, I am going to kick it somewhere around the same parts, though I am geographically ignorant to which direction. Anywho, and call up my good brother and anchorman, Todd. What's shaking?
Man, I'm doing outstanding. The supernatural, ecstatic to be here. Figured to touch on a couple things that are going on. The shrimp scampi came up. National Shrimp Day. Here is to those cockroaches of the sea. Or at least cousins of them. So enjoy your shrimp after that comment. Same as crabs and stuff like that.
Okey dokey. So much for Red Lobster stock.
I'm here for you. Yep. Hey. You're either going to eat them or you ain't now. Facebook, check that. Bunch of freaking losers. All right, so there's that. Let me see. Tim talking about the weather, much better up here. The alpacas and that. Of course, the speeders starting to show up out here. And I'm thinking, Dave, don't be doing that. There's a skeeter on my Peter. Knock it off. Limerick for your mom for Mother's Day. And just to make some of you feel bad, what I ordered for Mother's Day already landed for Yuki today. So I will not be doing that last minute stuff. Have a good day.
Ah. Well, good for you.
My wife won't tell you what she wants you to
will.
Oh, and do not forget, remember, remind your wives. Have the laundry done, the lawn done, the vacuuming, the dishes, everything by Saturday night so she can enjoy Sunday.
Ah.
Follow me for more marriage tips.
What was the joke that I got the other day? Was why did the woman cross the road? I said, I don't know, but who the hell let her out of the kitchen? I'm sure my mom's going to be proud.
I figured it was to cross the road to nag at someone. That's the easy answer.
Yeah, the nagging thing, y'all get a charge out of this. We were over there at my folks' house. This was a while back. And Dale was busting my chops about something. I can't remember what it was. And I turned around and I says, God, I got it, all right? Jesus. Nagatha Christie over here. Well, my dad busted out laughing. Out of nowhere, here comes Rob with the director of Nagriculture. And it went all night long. Nagrigate General. And it had no end in sight. So now that's the catch, one of our catch lines whenever I go over to my folks and you get me, my dad, and my son all in the same room. We're an unstoppable force. There's no trying to. Your weapons are useless against us.
That's kind of like me when I got Anthony and David together with me at the same time. They both like to tease me and give me a hard time. So I just let them have their fun, and I just, and I say, this is not Pick on Granny Day. And Anthony says, every day is Pick on Granny Day, Mom. And I said, why? He said, well, it's only a one-way street. We only get to pick on you. You don't get to pick on us. And it's in the contract you signed. I said, contract? What contract? He says, the contract you signed when you and Dad said I do. I thought, okay, that fine, works. Whatever.
So, with that segue from Granny, that's right. Tonight, boys and girls, is our Mom's Day specials. Now, notice I call it Mom's Day. I call Dad's Day Dad's Day. But I call Dad's Day Dad's Day for a different reason. The reason why I call Mom's Day Mom's Day is because we don't want to confuse mothers with moms. Moms are those ladies who take care of business, help you when you skin your knee, and all that kind of good stuff. Mothers, on the other hand, are usually titles set upon gentlemen like myself at the workplace. So we're not really an honorific this Sunday. This is for the moms, not the mothers. You know who you are, Todd.
I've been called worse, I assure you.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you. So.
That was all before 7 a.m. this morning.
I'm telling you. Almost want to whip out my Glenn Danzig Mother, which was one of the greatest songs ever written. Mother.
Could you imagine crossing that with Cleavon Little? Excuse me while I whip this out.
That would be good.
Yeah.
I thought I was the only Glenn Danzig fan on the planet, man. Good to know that there's other folks know about Danzig. That's some good music. You got to be in the mood, but, man, when you turn that stuff on, and his voice, the guy ain't but like 5'1", 5'2". He gets out there, she rides. You know, he actually did a damn Elvis tribute album in 2020. It's awful, but it's so bad it's good. It's worth listening to. So, anyhow, enough about music. Kick it over to the Mom's Day festivities. So
bad it's good. Isn't that the theme of this podcast?
Yeah. Because we can we call a mom still, or do they have to be birthing people's day? Is it okay if I still call them moms?
I don't. You know what? Their triggers ain't your problem. You can't make them control or lack of control associated with their triggers. Okay.
Those who identify as Mother's Day.
Yeah. There you go. That way
that's ultimately much more inclusive. Pretty sure I got called a mother at the 9:45 meeting this morning.
Right. Matter of fact, I was called one just a couple minutes ago. So, yeah. By the individual, we'll be celebrating Mother's Day with Sunday. Kind of ironic the way that works. Moms. So I'm going to go ahead and kick it off. I'm going to tell you about my mom. She's a retired kindergarten teacher. She is a fantastic, wonderful, wonderful lady. When I was growing up, she was always the one that you kind of told bad news first. If you had bad news, you went through mom first. That was always the deal. And because she was always the nurturing one, and, you know, Dad, he's sergeant major, so he was the guy who was coming home and, you know, knocking heads. So anyhow, Dad retires in 93 after 29 and some change in the Marine Corps. And Mom continued to teach. And continued to teach on through, I think, 2009. So Chick had well over 30 years of school monkey business under her belt. And so when she finally decided to retire, my biggest concern was that her and Dad were going to claw one another's eyes out, being there in the same house. Dad being the genius that he is, took about $35,000 and built a beautiful sunroom onto the back of the house, and told my mom, this is your room. This is where you'll be. You don't come in this room, because this room over here is my room, but this room is for you. You can do with it whatever you want. It's nicer than the room I have, but it's your room. So no embassy duty. I'm not coming in your room. You don't come in me. So I'm like, all right, they're going to make it. Everything's going to be fine. I'm going to tell you, so if there's one person on this planet you don't want to mess with now, is my mom. My mom will flat whip your ass. She has gotten tough as nails in her old age, and I'll tell you what, I love every minute of it, because there's nothing like getting a stone-cold, thin brand ass-chewing from a kindergarten teacher. It's fantastic. It's almost surreal when you get it, because, you know, when you get your ass chewed from a retired sergeant major, you kind of know what to expect. You've seen enough movies, and, you know, if you've watched anything with Arlie Ermey in it, you probably already have a taste for it. But there's something about getting beat up by a kindergarten teacher that is just special. And
you know the best part of that, though, Dave, is since she was so used to using words for kindergartners, everything she said, you understood.
And I can match my colors, and I can spell my name. I still have a little trouble trying to shove that square peg in the circle hole, but I'm working on it. I'm getting there.
That's what she said.
But yes, my mom is 1,000,000% fantastic, and I tell you, I wouldn't trade her for the world. And Lord knows she has. I had me a little situation before the show tonight, and I'll be damned if she didn't talk me down. I was within moments of an absolute rage, and I mean just totally checking out and going to another level of consciousness pissed off, and talked to her, and damn it, she didn't talk me down. And it's like, you know what? Thank Christ I have my mom. Because God knows where I'd be if it wasn't for, you know, her voice of reasoning when I needed it. And, you know, that's always been the thing with mom. She's always been the one that has, dad's the plain speaker in my family. He's the guy that tells you, well, I told you not to do that, you know. He's got your back 1,000,000%, but he's also the guy who states everything to you black and white. Mom's the one who's real good about making everything cool. Not cool like Fonzie cool, but cool like bearable cool. So, yeah. Yeah, my mom's fantastic. Can't get enough of her. So, Tim, hit me with some mom stories, dude. And I'm not talking about the ones we talk about off the air. I'm talking about the ones we could talk about on the air.
Well, I guess that would lead me to start off with either my wife or my mom. You were talking about yours, so I'll bring mine up. You know, you're talking about moms being kind of tougher in their older age. My mom, she's been through a lot, and I know when I was a young one, she was a real timid lady. And it actually took, I'm not going to make a sob story out of this or anything, but it kind of took her to go through a couple of heartbreaks and just some, you know, traumatic events. And I'm sure raising three boys put a little bit of piss and vinegar in her blood, too. But it's funny because as she got older, her tolerance for it's odd. She got kind of both ends of it to where she got a little bit more mellow, but at the same time, it's a little bit more, you know, she's not going to take people's shit. And
right.
She stands up and she'll, you know, she kind of puts her foot down a little bit more. But it's fun to watch. She doesn't hold back. If somebody's doing something she doesn't agree with, she has no problem putting out her two cents. And if I'm there, I'm going to back her up, make sure somebody doesn't say something inappropriate to her, which I'm no big guy, no major intimidating person, but still, you know, you got to protect mom. So
right.
Just, you know, kind of a shout out to her, really, because, again, she's gone through a lot and way before I was born. I had a baby sister. Well, she would have been older, but she passed away when she was about a day or two. So I would say that's probably the first story I remember hearing, you know, of something tough, because that's got to be tough on any mom. Not only, you know, those that lose a child before they're born, you know, within just a few weeks, but to actually have a child, you know, and it's born and then have some breathing issues and, you know, you get to hold them for a day or two and then they're called up to heaven way too soon. So that right there is just, you know, one of the first things she ever went through. And divorce, you know, and just some other things. So, again, I'm not making a sob story here, but I just, my hat's off to her. She's a wonderful lady. She's still kicking. She does the volunteer thing. She's been long retired, but she's one of those that stays active. You would never know that she's 80 years old. She's active. She's out doing yard work. She's active in the church. She's going to go on another mission trip. She's just tough as nails, and she's a ball of fun. You know, she cuts up a little bit more than she ever used to. I used to think of her as more like a comparison to Donna Reed. You know, if you ever watched Donna Reed show, that's just, she was one of those. I can't think of really how I want to describe it at the moment, but just very, how do I want to put it? By the book, I guess, conservative, maybe, you know, her idea
right.
of, you know, I was being a kid. It was always, you know, make sure dinner's ready and on the table when everyone's home. You took things for granted. And, you know, she was just your typical mom, always had the house clean. I mean, it was never untidy around there. At least I didn't think so. I'm sure in her eyes it was. Always had dinner ready. It was always a home-cooked meal. Wasn't really anything like frozen pizzas or anything until my parents split. And, you know, it was just me and her. And she'd go out with a few friends, which was great. It wasn't, you know, there was no neglect or anything. But she would say, "And there's a frozen pizza in there. You can feed it up." And I'd say, "Great, sounds good." You know, I was a teenager by then. Hell, I love frozen pizza. But you know, it's been fun watching her kind of transition into more of a kind of a laid-back lifestyle. As she gets older, she's still tough as nails and still getting around. So that's my mom in a nutshell. We can circle back around, and I'll touch up on the significant other I got before the show ends. So I'll kick it over to someone else.
Yeah, that's actually, I'm moving inside. Hang on a sec, guys. Todd, carry on, man. I'm going to mute out for a second. I'm moving inside because them damn bugs are eating me alive.
All right. The, yeah. As far as mom goes, she did the best she could with what she had. Leverage that to her advantage. The, I'll wax poetic on Yuki shortly. I think more got up, read a text a couple minutes after 3:30 this morning. And, found out a buddy been running around with since late 80s. His wife passed. And
yeah, man.
We were able to get the flowers out and all that. So, Christy, we're wife and a mom, friend. So, those situations, especially those, the loss of mom, it's going to be so damn raw and fresh. It's one of those that have had a chance to let that one scab over a bit. Here's for you folks.
Yeah, that's tough to hear, man. I know with losing my mom-in-law, I mean, you were right there at ground zero when all that went on with me. And, hell, it's coming up on 14 years. It's October. And it's still a gut punch every time you go to that cemetery. Every time you go there.
Yeah.
And that's, and especially when it happens somewhere near mom's day, you know, that doesn't assist things much. And it kind of squishes the whole spirit of the day. But yeah, hearts out to him, man. That's sad to hear. Because, like I said, you know, they always say time heals. Yeah, I don't think it really heals. Leastways with me, it hadn't healed a damn thing. It just kind of, what's the word? It numbs you, I guess. And after a while, you just kind of adapt to the fact that they're no longer there. But, yeah, that's tough to hear, dude. You know, wish them best for us, for certain.
Yeah.
So, Granny, we're going to kick it away.
What
kind of mom's day stuff you were?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, my mom, you know, she's an assisted living facility now up in Kansas. You know, we moved her in there, you know, last July, you know, and I mean, all in all, she's doing okay. You know, she'll be 82 in August. But, you know, I mean, I remember funny things, you know, growing up, you know, when, you know, my dad was still alive and everything, you know. I remember going on trips when we were kids, and my dad had this old Suburban, and I remember one time it was me, my brother, my mom, my dad, his mother, and my cousin Mark. And Mark's mom was my dad's oldest sister, and Mark was probably, 10 or 11, maybe 12 or 13. I don't remember how old he was, but we were on this one road. We were up in, because we lived out in western Kansas then, so we were like up in Colorado, I think, and I remember going up this road, and the road didn't look like it was very wide enough, you know, for more than one vehicle. And there was a pickup truck coming down the other side of the road pulling a big old, you know, camper. So my dad just edged over enough on the road, you know, and really there was enough for both vehicles, even though it didn't look like it. And my cousin Mark, he looks out the window and he says, "Uncle Jim, I can't see no road underneath us." I thought my mom and my grandma were going to grab each other in the back seat. And then we got up to the top of the mountain thing, and there was a lookout area where you could park and, you know, look over the hillside and look at the mountains. And it was really pretty. And, well, there was this ledge, and my cousin, he jumped over the ledge, and he saw a chipmunk. So he was feeding the chipmunks. And when you were standing on the ledge, there was just enough rock, you know, leaning over where you couldn't see my cousin. And my grandmother thought he'd fallen off the edge of the cliff, you know. I mean, it was like, so, but, you know, yeah, my mom, she worked off and on, you know. I mean, later on, as we got older, I mean, when my brother and I were growing up, she was a stay-at-home mom, you know, and everything. And my brother, he was adopted. But you would never know that he was ever adopted because they brought him home. The preacher that married my mom and dad actually was the man that helped my mom and dad to adopt my brother. You know, they brought him home 5 days old from the hospital. But you could never tell that he was ever adopted because he acted so much like my dad and my grandpa, my dad's father, you know, growing up. I mean, you know, if you didn't know that he was adopted, you would think that he was just typical blood family, you know, everything.
Proud, yeah.
I mean, so, you know, I mean, we had a good life, you know, growing up and everything. And, you know, my mom and dad, they were they got divorced for a few years, and but then they got back together before, you know, Daddy died, so that was kind of, that was good that they were able to work their differences out and get back together, you know, and you know, we moved to Arkansas in 1988. My son, Anthony, was probably, no, not quite 2 years old, and my mom, she went to work at the grocery store in town, and I remember one time I'd taken Anthony to the barber shop. He was like 5 years old. He wanted to get his hair cut. And he saw these high school boys getting their hair buzzed. And he says, "Mommy, I want my hair cut like that." And I said, "Are you sure?" And he says, "Yeah, that's cool looking. I want my hair cut like that." Well, his hair was so blonde. He was a little towhead growing up. I mean, he was so blonde that he went over to the store, and he said, "Grandma, Grandma, look at my new haircut." My mom was standing up on a ladder stocking shelves, and she turns around, and she almost fell off the ladder. She's like, "Anthony, where's your hair? You're bald." And he says, "No, Grandma, feel the top of my head. I got stubbles." But, you know, you know, she, I mean, she's happy now, you know, and she has a friend, his name is Ralph, and they're at the assisted living place where she lives, and her and my mom and Ralph were actually nominated King and Queen for Valentine's Day this year.
Oh, cool.
So lately, my mom has not been bugging me about wanting to move back to Arkansas for some reason, which I'm glad, you know, so... Thank you, Ralph, and thank you, God, you know. So, you know, she's doing, you know, fairly well, I guess, you know. And but, you know, my mom, I was closer to my daddy than I was. I mean, I love my mom, but I was always growing up, I was a daddy's girl. I was closer to my dad than I was my mom, you know. But I love my mom, you know, and... And I actually sent her a Mother's Day gift in the mail out today, you know, from David and Anthony and I. And so I got it out in the mail today for her, you know, some little items and that I figured she could use. And so, you know, but it's, you know, I remember a story one time. My mom went with my dad's youngest sister and a friend of my aunt's to see Trace Adkins. And I love Trace Adkins. I love to listen to him sing. He's one of my favorite country singers. And my aunt had got to, she won a meet and greet before, you know, to meet him backstage before the concert. So he comes out to the lobby, you know, when he's walking around talking to the people, and Macy's like pointing my mom. Macy's like, oh, or Bobby, look who it is. You know, she was so excited. And my mom, she looked up at Trace Adkins, and she said the only thing she could say to him, she was so much in shock, she says, "My, what long legs you have." And I said,
"The better you run away from you with."
I said, "Oh, I know." I said, "Well, did you even bother to tell him that you had a daughter who was a huge fan of him?"
Yeah.
And she says, "I was too much in shock." But I do remember when my mom was pregnant with me. She always craved banana splits. She loves banana splits. And I remember one time she sent my dad to the little ice cream place, you know, I think it was called, you know, it was called a Dairy King, not Dairy Queen, but it was called a Dairy Queen. It was just like a little mom and pop ice cream place, you know. So my dad gets it home, and there was no bananas on it. And so he just, you know, and she's like looking. She says, "Jim, there's no, they forgot my bananas," you know. And he says, "Oh, okay, I'll take care of it." So he just went in the kitchen and just sliced a couple of bananas, you know, and just put them on the sundae instead of taking it back, you know. And she says, "Oh, my, you got back fast," you know. And And I used to sleepwalk when I was a kid, you know. And they would have to put like a chair like in front of the door. And one time, you know, my mom, she got up because she heard a noise or something, and she got up and she went to check on me, and I wasn't in my bed. So she comes running back and she says, Jim, Lori's gone. I don't know where she's at, you know. So my mom, she's like sitting down on the bed to like, you know, to look and see. And I was actually asleep on the floor. I walked in my mom and dad's bedroom, and I laid down on the bedroom floor on my mom's side of the bed. And my mom, she's leaning over talking to my dad, and all of a sudden she lurks around, and there's this arm coming up the side of the bed. It was me. I was putting my arm, I scared her half to death, but, you know. But after we moved to Arkansas, my mom, I tell you, she was like the garage sale queen of Holiday Island, where we lived at over by Eureka Springs. She would do yard sales for people. She would set them up. They paid her a commission to run because they didn't want to mess with him. So when my dad built his bigger shop, he had a little room that she turned into like a little miniature flea market. You know, I mean, she would sell stuff out of that little room to people. People would come to her house and they would buy stuff out of that little room, you know, that my mom had in there, you know, for sale. I mean, it was just like a miniature business she had right there in that little storage room, you know. My mom, she's good and she's happy and, you know, and so. I mean, I know those probably stories really didn't tie in with Mother's Day, but, you know, it just.
No, it's mom stuff, and that's what we're all about, talking about just having memories that come through and, you know, the different things that, you know, that the moms have contributed, be it comical or personal or whatever. And, yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, speaking of comical, it's not comical, but it is now, all these years later. We were in the process of a move, me and Dale was, and we'd been living together, and we were in the process of moving to another house. And if you've ever worked a day with me, you know I'm pretty much roll up my sleeves and get after it. I'm not a real big break taker. I'd rather be the guy that gets everything done and then sits on his ass for the rest of the day than intermittently sitting on my ass and going to the very last bell hoping I'm getting it done, you know. So when I do stuff like that, moving in particular, it's business. You know, it's okay. Stuff's going in the truck, stuff's going in the box, you know, let's mark this, let's mark that. Okay, we're calling this to the curb, blah, blah, blah. Well, all day long, she was acting squirrely. Could not, didn't know what was going on. I'd ask questions, wouldn't get answers. And again, I'm moving. Emotions are void that day. It's all about moving. It's got nothing to do with feelings or anything of that such. God damn it, it's about loading it up and moving, because moving sucks, right? So anyhow, all day's been going on, and it's about 8:30 in the evening. I finally couldn't take it no more. I asked one more question, didn't get an answer, and I went nuclear. I says, what in the hell is your problem? I'm trying to get us moved, and you're walking around all day with your head up your ass. What is the problem? Can I please find out so I can solve this so that way we can get down to business and finish this move? So what's up your ass? And she looked me right in the eye and goes, I'm pregnant.
And, of course, the hand goes up because I'm getting ready to lay in the part two of my tirade. And I went, really? And I says, so what's the problem? And she says, well, I thought you'd be upset. And I said, why in the hell I'd be upset? I said, we're good to go. So it's all good. So all you had to do was tell me that, and I wouldn't have had to get all freaking batshit with you earlier. So then I'd turn around and apologize for being the business guy. So anyhow, you fast forward the tape, and we go to the doctor doing the ultrasound thing. And I made no bones about it. I didn't want to go through another.
Clearly you did at some point.
There was one bone about it for, you know, a few seconds. But I had already been down to Daughter Road, had the T-shirt, didn't like wearing it. I made no bones about it. I said, this time around, I want a son. Yeah, I bullshit with the healthy babies. I just want a son, damn it, you know. So we go to the doc. Doc puts the old jelly on the belly and does the ultrasound thing, which I know a lot of people enjoy that stuff. It creeps me the hell out, especially now with, like, the 4D pictures they got, where they look almost like wax or like some claymation shit going on. It's like, oh, God, oh, he's so cute. It looks like the dad. No, it doesn't. It looks like a goddamn chewed gum is what it looks like, for God's sake. It's just like, ah, I can't get into it. Regardless, they do, and, you know, the doc says, well, do you guys want to know the gender of the baby? And you got to remember, this is 1998. This is back when there were genders, where you were speaking on Dairy Queen and Dairy King earlier. Of course, now it's Dairy Person. We have to call it the correct thing, Dairy Person. You want to go down to Dairy Person and get ice cream? It just doesn't feel right. But nevertheless, it is what it is. But so anyhow, do the ultrasound. And the doc says, you see that right there? That's what we call the turtle effect. And I says, so the kid's a reptile? And I get the old proverbial smack upside the damn shoulder. And I'm like, and Doc says, no, doesn't mean he's a reptile. It means that is a particular item that a son needs to have to be a son. And I was like, something in my head, I'm like, that's his Jimmy. Outstanding. Wait a minute, I'm having a son? No lie, I took three steps out of the examination room, went in the hallway, and did the hardest Ric Flair strut I could and let go of a woo, and then came back in the room all cool about it. Sundale was pissed. I don't think the doctor was too pleased either. But, yeah. And if it wasn't for that, I could tell you right now, y'all hear me brag about Rob all the time. He come to my rescue this afternoon. I'm here to tell you, I'd be lost without that young man. So without a doubt, I would be totally missing a lot of my life if it wasn't for Dale supplying me with the family I have. So I will be forever grateful for her, you could say making a sacrifice. I mean, hell, having a kid's not easy by any stretch of imagination. All the barfing and the emotions, and then, of course, the whole birthing process and all the nifty stuff that comes with that, which, in the event, if you're a guy who's never been in the birthing room, I would strongly suggest just to do it, regardless of the grade of your stomach. Just do it, because after you see that, you could pretty much handle burnt bodies and shark attacks and all the other stuff, because, yeah.
I figure you don't have to ask permission. Just go in there and tell some guy, hey, I'm tagging in for you. He'll be happy for the break.
Yeah. Gonna be a bumpy ride there, fat boy. Get ready. I got your back. Yeah, at least you can do is set some couch pillows on the floor so when he passes out he doesn't hit the tile. But, no, I definitely appreciate the fact that my lovely wife, Dale, went through the trouble of giving me two kids that I cherish and think the world of. And as I've said before many times, if I ain't done shit else right with my life, at least I got those youngins. And they shine. They're a good bunch. And couldn't be any less proud of the people they are and what they've turned out to be. So could not have done it alone. And it definitely took contribution of Dale, my lovely wife, to give me that one thing I always wanted. And it was a family. So, yeah, big tip of the Mom's Day hat to her. So show. So, Tim. And by the way, guys, I came back inside, if you didn't catch it earlier. Those damn mosquitoes were freaking brutal, man. I have never. This is nay. I guess it's because there was no breeze. But I was actually standing between two citronella candles, like 6 inches apart from my side. Almost, it was to the point where I was getting hot from feeling the flame. Apparently, the mosquitoes don't mind it. So, yeah, I had to come on in. All I could think about was Chris Farley doing the, your weapons are useless against them. But it wasn't bees. It was mosquitoes this time around. So I am down here in the man cave broadcasting live, or at least ways partially live. So, Tim, going to swat the ball to your side of the net, young man. Hit me with some Mom's Day stuff.
So this Sunday, as I alluded to earlier, Todd was so graciously letting us know that he's already satisfied his requirements. Maybe not all the requirements, but at least he's got a head start on the rest of us. And I was providing some detailed or a little bit of a – my predicament is that I don't know. I've done the whole asking, so what would you like to do for Mother's Day? And, of course, I've gotten the I don't know yet. So, of course, I'm going to do the cliche thing and probably, you know, do the flowers, probably cook some breakfast. And, you know, it's kind of funny. I'll provide this little anecdote is that usually every year I'm personally dilemma because of the softy I am and the mama's boy that I am, which is why this is a perfect show for me. I'm always, you know, when I was growing up, obviously, and then when I was in my 20s before I was married, it was a no-brainer. Mother's Day, go to Mom's. There'd usually be a cookout of some sort or whatnot, but for those of us who live in town, go to Mom's. Well, then I got married, and then, you know, we had kids. My wife already had kids, but then we had our own kids, and then it's like, well, crap. Looks like my priority might be shifting a bit. And, of course, Mom's always understanding, but, you know, you can't help but to find yourself in those everybody loves Raymond predicaments, you know, where you've got kind of a mom who's throwing little subliminal jabs at you, you know, to kind of rub it in that you're no longer in attendance. But I don't have to worry about that this year because we're going to cook out Memorial Day weekend at my mom's. A couple of my niece and nephews will be in town, so that's kind of covered. I figure, you know, we're going to all catch up and everything the following week, so that's good to go. But it doesn't solve my problem for this weekend. So like I said, I'll do the normal breakfast cooking, probably buy some flowers, and, you know, maybe remind the older kids and the younger ones, hey, you know, it's Mom's Day, so you don't have to go buy anything. Why don't you just, you know, I mean, even if you made a card, something like that, that'd be great. And usually I'll try to clean up the house as I can. It's always a tough time because I got the yard work kicking in, so the yard, it takes nothing for it to get out of control. But other than that, I really don't know yet what's I don't think it's really a matter at this point of coming up with any big fascinating gifts. Just, you know, reminding Kim that we all love her, we're all there for her. Appreciate everything she does. She kind of keeps the, I'm the the grunt, if you will, maybe the muscle behind what goes on both inside and outside of the house. But there are things that she does that she's just got that special mom touch. And, you know, kids come to her with something, you know, a problem, and I kind of will think to myself, crap, what am I going to do about this? Well, then they go to her, and I listen to her talk to them, and she doesn't even have to think about it. She just, it's that motherly instinct she has, and she'll provide them with exactly what they need to hear with whatever dilemma they're facing, and then they can go about their day, whether it's with school or maybe a friend or just something that they're personally dealing with. She has that mom touch. So she's just kind of the glue that holds everything together. She'll even do things, you know, to kind of keep my butt in line and point things out for me. And, you know, sometimes you always, everybody does that gripe, though, like kind of Jim Gaffigan joke where you think, man, if I were living by myself, I wouldn't have to deal with this kind of crap. I'd be able to sit on my couch and watch TV, whatever I wanted to, you know. It's easy to do that. We all have those days where it's kind of rough and we just wish we could get away a little bit. But in the end, you know, she really does keep me straight, keep me sane, and does a lot of things that I take for granted as well. So definitely going to figure out a nice way, try to not make it as cliche as the rest, but I'd like to come up with something a little original and just to honor her and let her enjoy the day.
Yeah, that's, you know, when you're talking about that bringing calm to a situation, you know, because I'm a lot like my dad. I'm the business guy. I'm the one that, you know, if it's bad news, I want to know before it happens. And I think a lot of people mistake sometimes when you're like that, oh, Jesus, he's going to kill us. A lot of times, if it's bad news and you know the full story, you can actually fix it. It's when you don't have the full story is when you can't fix it, and it gets even more frustrating. And a lot of times, it takes the better half to kind of get in there and kind of calm the situation. And I credit my mom with a lot of that. Mom, you know, even to the call earlier, right before the show, you know, just to have the ability to tell you that don't trip. It's going to be all right. It's going to work its way out. And if it doesn't work its way out, you've got the ability to navigate it. So even if it's bad news, you know how to handle it. And sometimes hearing that kind of stuff, no matter how busted you are in the head, sometimes hearing that stuff is all it takes to kind of turn a bad situation around for you. So, yeah, good call on that, Tim. And wish your wife a happy Mom's Day from all of us, of course, here at the old show. We need to get we need to get her on the show one evening and just let her cut up with us. I got a feeling she would contribute beyond proportions, and before you know it, it's like, hey, is Tim coming on tonight? Ah, shit. All right, yeah, let him on. Yeah, we have to definitely get her on, because that's a lot of fun when we get the spouses on there. Every now and then, you guys know Dale will join me briefly on the show and everything, and it's always a lot of fun. So, Todd, going to kick it your way there, Bretta.
I just kind of did a round robin for Summer Rally. Go ahead, focus, and Wax Platicure on Yuki. Been doing the mom thing for a while. Picked up more of the load of the mom thing. But the way things are right now, she excels at it. certain trade-offs made while it's on active duty. Kept her as a full-time domestic engineer. That allowed her to build relationships with the kids that are rare in today's world. So my mind, extremely worth it. So she does a hell of a job at what she does, and she does so much more than just being a mom. We'll call it that.
Yeah, totally agree, man. And Yuki is such a class lady. She's fantastic, and it's always good to see her. And she's another one that just has the ability to make things better just by being there. It's hard to explain, but your day always gets better whenever you you have the opportunity to say hi to you. And she's definitely, and you know, as you alluded to, Todd, while you're out there being a Marine or you know trying to get that bacon to the house, she's there wrangling in the youngins and the pets and maintaining the house and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, how many times have we spoken on the show where there's not enough credit given to dependent wives? And I hate that word, dependent. I know it's a kind of a black and white term that the military uses, but I can tell you, I don't know who had it better. My dad being in a foreign land by himself, or my mom having to deal with two sons, clogged drains, backed up toilets, trash nights. You know what I mean? Which one was in the heavier combat zone, you know? So, yeah, hats off to Yuki for everything she's done and everything she's doing currently, because she's maintaining, and I marvel at y'all's strength as a couple, where you're able to go and not be gone for a couple days, just being gone, period. It proves a lot about your the glue that you guys have, because you're able to do that. I'm kind of up against the thing right now that I got a potential opportunity coming up, and it may involve me heading out of town quite a bit. And I know one of the mitigating factors is if it turns into something where I'm just not home, I don't know if I'm going to do it. If it's something where I'm away 2 or 3 days a week, no sweat. I can live out of a suitcase 2 or 3 days a week. But if it's to a point where I'm, you know, leave the house on the 4th and don't return back to the house till the 23rd or something like that, I don't know if I'd be able to do that. So, yeah, hats off to you guys. And pass on a happy Mom's Day to Yuki, most certainly from all of us.
She is
a fantastic lady for certain. So, Granny,
yeah,
I'll kick it your way one last time. And then we're probably going to end up having to do the real quick, like, before Granny, before I kick it over to you, Todd, I want to hit you on something real quick. I don't know if Granny and Tim are quite aware. You remember at the club, Mother's Day and Father's Day were probably two of the most unhinged, busiest, batshit days at that club. And I never could figure out. And you know how it goes in that club. I mean, people are getting run over with flatbeds and getting bumped with carts. And, I mean, just absolute freaking mayhem in these stores. Okay? Who in the hell would want to go into that club on the one day a year you have the excuse to sit on your ass and do absolutely nothing. I don't miss those days at all.
There's indeed I do. A big part of it is people that didn't do what I did, as in aside pretty much from the phone call and sending a meme or, you know, morning text and all that kind of crap from others. I'm done. Guess what happened that Saturday and that Sunday? Everybody that hadn't done shit.
Yeah. I mean,
now,
they were stacking ass to the roof.
Keep in mind, there is a change in the last, over the course of the last 50 years, the math has gone very much one-sided. The single-parent households, so they are wedging in what they can when they can. That's a friggin' part of it.
Yeah, perhaps so. Bumping and grinding that goes on in that building on the weekends, much less the holiday. And when I say bumping and grinding, folks, that's no joke. It's nothing for you to be out there on the sales floor, even if you're stocking something or if you're, you know, just people just running over you, bumping into you, driving a forklift, and you got the two spotters, and you got the vest, and you got the beeping sounds and the flashing lights, and you still got people who will walk in front of a damn forklift. And so when the holidays hit, not the holidays, but any holiday, you know, your July 4th, your mom's days, your Easter's, and all that kind of hot stuff, I mean, there is no way in hell I would go out there and get involved in that mosh pit on my special day. And I tell you, it blows my mind still to this day. And I've been out of the game for what now? What's, you know, 4 years now? It totally befuddled me, especially on Dad's Day. I'm thinking to myself, dude, you got every excuse to be watching a ball game, standing in front of the grill and drinking yourself blind by 10 o'clock in the morning. It's Father's Day. It's Dad's Day, for Christ's sake. What are you doing in this club shoving a goddamn cart? Dude, please get a life.
Yeah, there was not fishing bait in that club. And it didn't open early enough on a Sunday to make that an option in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, it is just crazy. But anyhow, I figured I'd bring that old memory up because I'm sure you miss it about as much as I do. And I occasionally drive by there and have a good laugh when I see the parking lot full. And I do the or do the who's the guy on the Simpsons with the Nelson? Yeah, Nelson was his name. But yeah, figured I'd bring that up. Rotten memory. So, Grammy, back to you, young lady. Hit us up. Talk some more mom stuff to us.
Well, you know, the last weekend, since we had Anthony with us, that was kind of like an early Mother's Day for all of us to be together, you know, because I don't know if we're going to get to see him this weekend or not. So we just made a little family getaway last weekend, and you know, I'm just glad that he's adjusted as well as he has, you know, because that was a tough decision for him to do, you know. But he's got his little apartment, you know, decorated how he wants it, and his own little man cave, as he calls it, you know. I mean, It's just like a studio apartment with one closet and a walk-in shower and just a living area, but he had enough room for his five pieces of furniture that he took with him. And the nice thing is they have a big room where they keep their freezers, so they're letting him use that as storage for, like, his totes, you know, and stuff to keep his totes in there. So, you know, it just it's working out, you know, and I'm glad that he's, you know, that he's adjusted as well as he has, because, you know, it was tough for him, you know, and it was a hard decision for him to make that move, you know. So, I mean, I don't know what I'm actually going to be doing Mother's Day for, you know, I'm sure, you know, David and I will go to church and, you know, maybe he'll take me out for a nice lunch somewhere. But other than that, you know, that's, you know, nothing spectacular on my end, you know. But I was happy to get to see the expression on Anthony's face when they presented him with those pictures last weekend, you know, and my wrestling family, you know, they all came up and gave him hugs and just told him how good he looked and how proud they were of him. And, you know, that's what it's all about, you know, is seeing your child be successful in whatever they do. And God knows, you know, being a single mom like I was for 23 and a half years, raising him the best of my ability with no child support, no help, you know, from anybody per se, you know, I had my challenges, you know, as a mom, as his mom, you know, and I had to work to support him. And so there were a lot of times where he was home by himself, you know, but now he's, you know, he's happy. He's looking good. He's sleeping better, and he's not dealing with all the frustration and the anxiety and the depression like he had been when he was living on his own here in Springdale. You know, so I'm glad that he's adjusting. You know, so
yeah, you know, that's all you really want as a as a parent. As a matter of fact, you know, with the rough time I'm having right now this year, I try to keep my folks abreast of what's going on with me, just for the sake of coverage, so to speak. If I've got something going down, you know, XYZ, I, you know, try to keep them in the loop, so that way if something goes south, I've got another line of support and everything. So a lot of times I feel guilty when I got to report bad news to my folks and, you know, say, hey, you know, here we go again, you know, X, Y, and Z's happened. But I know any parent worth their weight, just wants to see their kids succeed. And when I say succeed, doesn't mean they have to graduate from Duke or become surgeons or anything like that. Just want to see your kids be happy, be content. And there's nothing more rewarding when you see your children with their chin up. Does a lot for you.
I mean, you guys know how much of a struggle I had to deal with, you know, trying to get him the help that he needed for these past, you know, several months and past couple years. And, you know, so you all knew what I was dealing with. And
but yeah, he's there now, and he's probably making more friends than he could shake a stick at. He's eating good. He's eating better. And sometimes there is a difference between eating good and eating better. I mean, you can look at me and say, yeah, he's eating good. I'm not eating better. But, yeah, you know, and when you look at those pictures that you post on Facebook, you know, you can't stop and just look at it and kind of get a smile on your face, because you know that things are getting better for that young man. And perhaps the worm has turned and he won't look back. And all the bad news that he went through for that little while will just become a lesson
and it'll become his strength is what it'll become, because he already knows. I joke around. I say, well, I know what a turd feels like. That's kind of my catchphrase for saying that, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, it hit rock bottom. I always say, well, I know what a turd feels like. And sometimes you could take that bad experience that you had and turn it into a positive. And if you could do that, you're unbeatable. So I think there's a lot of bright days ahead for that young man, and good to see him doing well. Like I said, did my heart good looking at those pictures. I was like, ah, damn, I hear you. Sounds good. But, Granny, we appreciate it very much. And I reckon it's about that time, kick it around the horn, and then we'll go ahead and cut things off, because like last week's show, man, we made it with just like 28 seconds left, man. We were rolling last week, so want to get a little closer to time this week. Like, good show last week, though, by the way. We actually, young man at work started listening to us. So, Trey, if you're listening tonight, Daddy-O, appreciate you listening in, man. Good to have you aboard. But he enjoyed last week's show, come by and told me. So it's always good to have folks come up and tell you they're listening and how much they enjoy it. So, Granny, I'm going to kick it your way, since you're the mom of the bunch. Go ahead and do the part
well,
of shots
just,
for
I just hope everybody has a great rest of the week. And to all the moms out there, happy Mother's Day. And to, you know, your lovely wives out there, guys, happy Mother's Day to them, and happy Mother's Day to your moms and everything like that. And I just hope that everybody has a great rest of the week.
Hey, we appreciate it, and we hope you have a great Mom's Day at any cost. And, again, it's not all about going and doing something. It's not all about spending a ton of money. It's about just getting some peace and getting a smile. So whatever it takes to get you there, by God, let's do it. Sometimes it's just a peaceful meal. Sometimes it's doing nothing at all. Sometimes it's a walk on the beach. I know the beaches are a little short in supply in Arkansas, but
we don't have beaches. We have lakes. So, you know, I mean.
Walk around the pond a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, I know a lot of times the going to the beach for us, we just go out there and just walk. And it's amazing. I have no idea what it is about walking on the beach to just kind of bring things around for you. But, yeah, sometimes it's all it takes to get you there. But happy Mom's Day to you. Appreciate you joining us. Good to have
you
back. Now, Tim, going to wake you up. What kind of party shots do you have, buddy?
Well, I thought similar to last week, I'd give a just kind of another round, actually, of some mom stories. So I kind of wanted to tie a couple of things I had said earlier together, because, you know, I touched on my mom. And well, that didn't sound right, but you know what I'm getting at. And then I spoke about
Todd. I didn't save the day on that one.
And then I spoke about my wife, and you know about how she has the how she's got the healing touch with the kids, and so I thought I would bring a little sentimental piece to it, back to it, and I can remember. Back when I was attempting to get a degree in my younger years, when I was 18 or 19 years old, and it was getting time for finals, and this was my first time away from home. I was at Vincennes University in Southern Indiana, and I knew I wasn't ready for finals. I had kind of pissed away the semester. It was just one of those times when I really just wanted to be partying instead of going to school, which is kind of disappointing because I really liked what I was studying. But needless to say, my mom sent me a care package, and it was, you know, a shoebox taped shut, had some various candy and just some different things along with a note. And I'd love to say that I still have the note. I don't ever remember throwing it away, but in all the movings I've done, I don't recall seeing it in the last, you know, since I moved from my old house on Ruckel Street. Anyway, the note was, and of course I don't remember it word for word, but it was just kind of one of those, you know, it had that mom touch to it. And it said, you know, I believe in you, I love you. Hope you do good in your finals. Here's some things to kind of get you through, and, you know, we'll see you when you're done. And it actually kind of made me feel bad because, you know, I knew I wasn't going to do very well in those finals. And but I really appreciated her taking the time to do that. And like I said, I was mama's boy. I was real softy. I always felt, you know, it was kind of funny. Growing up, I can remember I would always make sure that I did what I could to make sure my mom stayed positive, or, you know, I never wanted to do anything to hurt my mom's feelings, or I always wanted to be sure I was going to be close by, even if she didn't have to make me, you know, put a guilt trip on me. I just did it to myself. And the reason why there's so much value to that note that she gave to me is when I decided to go back to school when I was, 28, I think, I had tried a couple times before on my own steam again, and I flopped. I still wasn't ready. I was kind of a dumbass. Still am, Todd knows that, but I was even more so in my younger years. So, but when I went back to school, I remember being at DeVry, and this time, I mean, the anxiety, I literally had some panic attacks. It wasn't fun, but I wanted it so bad. And, you know, I ended up, it was great. I got straight A's. I got A's clear up until, I don't know, halfway through school. I ended up with a really high GPA, magna cum laude. So that, it was all good. It was a happy ending there. But when I was starting off, I was a nervous wreck. I was my own worst enemy. I kept thinking, man, what if I can't do this? What if I can't do this? You know, so I need something to kind of get me through. And I don't know if I really went and fished it out, but it was there that that note that she wrote to me that many years ago had kind of surfaced into my brain. And I just kind of felt her, you know, it was like she was right there. And I kind of owed it to her and myself. And that kind of let me know that there are people that believe in me. And I knew I had her right there by me. And it was kind of like that support that I needed all over again. And it also was kind of like I felt like I wanted to take that. I don't even know if I, to this day, and maybe I should bring it up when I go see her in a couple of weeks. Maybe I'll remember to do that. I always wanted to make sure that that meant so much to me and that I really appreciated it. And I wanted to give it right back to her and say, you know, you gave me this because you believed in me. And I got that damn 3.8 GPA because I knew you believed in me. And I always wanted to show you how much I appreciated this that, you know, you wrote for me. So, you know, just my that's my sign off for you is my nice little tearjerker sentimental story. But that's my mom. Love her to death. And it's Mom's Day is a great way to show our appreciation to all the moms out there. So on that note, I'll kick it over to you guys.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's a great mom story, man. That's the mom's things, because you rarely get that out of us hard-ass dads. We're the guys that can fix the chain on your bike, but we're going to call you a loser because you let the chain pop off. Moms are the ones that, you know, are the ones that are able to come in there and, you know, make things better, give you that motivation you need to hear. Whereas, you know,
absolutely.
Leastways, you know, my family, the dads are always like Mickey on Rocky, where it's like, he's going to kill you to death, Rock. You know, but he's saying that out of love, but it comes across pretty rough. But moms have that way of delivering stuff. So, yeah, that's a great, great story, dude. Appreciate it. And pass on the old Mom's Day greets to your crowd this weekend for us, if you don't mind. Now, Todd, going to head your direction, brother. What do you got left?
Apparently 28 seconds. The, Yuki, happy Mother's Day. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Take care of one another. Big hugs.
Yeah, man, most definitely. And big happy Mom's Day to Yuki. Most definitely pass it on from us here at the show, man. And nothing but...
Yeah, and obviously it goes back just, you know, it's mutual across the board since nobody actually said it out loud to you. But, you know, I've met Dale and your mom, so.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. And like I said, nothing but the best, you know. So, with all that, I'm just going to say a quick happy Mom's Day. My mom, Marie, my lovely wife, Dale, and my dearly departed mom-in-law, Minenko, or as we called her, Marty. Of course, I never called her Marty. I always called her Mom. Couldn't do it without him. So with all that, big happy Mom's Day to everybody out there. I hope everybody stays safe this weekend. Stay the hell out of the stores, for Christ's sake, and go enjoy yourself. Ain't no need going to no damn Sam's Club on Mom's Day. Just saying. So, with all that, I don't have to go through the janky back door tonight because the mosquitoes are carrying me away. I am taking my empty beer vessels, put them in the recycle bin here, and we move over. We're 3 minutes before we bleed. So, and British lady, if you happen to be a mom, happy Mom's Day to you. I know we rip on your ass all the time, but we hope you, wherever you're at, British lady, you have a happy Mom's Day. And I'm about to be attacked by the dogs. Hello, Violet. All right, everybody. Well, join us again next week, which the topic will be, I have no idea. We'll look forward to having everybody back next Wednesday. Happy Mom's Day. Y'all be safe. Celebrate hard. And we will talk to everybody next week, Pop Culture Stars. Good night, everybody. And British lady, where you is?